Good morning from Los Angeles, and also good evening from Biafra land. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and direct, and we are transmitting to the entirety of humanity, wherever you are. And we are also asking you this very period, with the time here now standing at precisely a minute past 11 in the morning, we must readjust our systems and come back to you immediately. Do not adjust your dial. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We are back, and our lines are now functioning as it should. And once again, we welcome each and every one of you. We are live this very day. We are direct, and we are coming to you all the way from Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America. Once again, each and every one of you, we implore you, we urge you to please go and tell your friends and your family. I have my own family here with me. I am not talking about wife and son. I am talking about the wonderful people of Biafra, indigenous people of Biafra, the flesh of my flesh and the bones of my bones here in Los Angeles. They have come to accompany me, and tomorrow we must preach this very gospel to World Igbo Congress congregating here in Los Angeles, California, United States of America. Once again, we welcome you. Once again, I will urge you to welcome those who are around you. We are live and we are direct, and heaven is bearing us witness as ever. Our heart is still very heavy with grief. We have been beclouded by darkness, by iniquity. They killed our people on the 30th of August 2015, a day that will forever live in infamy. I will never ever forget that very day. Up until this very moment, my heart is inconsolable. Until we avenge them, we can never ever stop. I don't give a damn what the world thinks about it. I don't give a toss what they intend to make of it. Revenge we shall. We must avenge those that they killed. The terrorist state of the zoo, the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, brought terror to our nature. State-sanctioned, state-sponsored terrorism. Terrorism by Buhari against defenseless, unarmed people. Their blood is crying out in the wilderness, I tell you. They want us to avenge their death, and we must do so. I tell the world what I will do before I do it, so that when we do it, you will not be in any doubt as to those who carried it out. We are making it very clear to them that we must avenge the death of our people. We must do so, or else this nonsense will continue. I have not been able to sleep properly. The same applies to most of you all over the world. The pain and the anguish, the insult and the humiliation of killing our people in Onitsha burns a very deep hole in my heart. It burns a very deep hole, I tell you. We are not going to relent in our effort. Some idiots have the temerity to doubt our resolve. They don't understand who we are. They don't know what we represent, because if they do, no sane mind can doubt what we have brought to the table with us. It is either we get Biafra or we all die. It is something everybody will need to understand. Our stance is not negotiable. We have not come to negotiate. We have come to make sure that the needful is done, that the will of the Almighty Creator, Chukwokika Biamabini Gwepuriminyanine, must be brought to bear on the lives of men on this very earth. That is where we gather. That is where we assemble. That is where we congregate all over this very planet earth, to obey one simple call, a call to liberty, a call to freedom, a call to emancipation, a call to reason, and of course, a call to the understanding of the process of worship of the Most High and Supreme Creator. Chukwokika Biamabini Gwepuriminyanine. This very day, I ask you to go to your friends and your families. We are also on shortwave. We are on Radio Biafra app. We are disseminating this very information to the ends of the earth via satellite. We are also online. Wherever you go to, if you wish to listen to us, you will be at liberty to listen to us. This is Radio Biafra, undisputably the number one radio station on this very planet. And we are here to preach the gospel of heaven. And lo and behold, we must preach it. I must go further very, very speedily to make sure I allow those of them who are here gathered with me, Bukwanumu Chineke, to be able to go forth to introduce themselves and to bring themselves, just their names, but where they come from, to the knowledge of our global listenership. This very morning, we must offer praise to heaven as always. It did not start with us. It did not start from this very generation. Even David in the Bible said so. Only you that brings life. Therefore, our brothers who sleep in your bosom today, who we are unceremoniously, untimely, very cruelly killed on the streets of Onitsha in your blessed land of Biafra, we remember them and we ask you to please to take care of them. Even Professor Innocent Odenigbo, that we went to go and see the family, we ask you to keep them. And on that very basis, on that very foundation, do we build our submission to you this very morning from Los Angeles in the evening in the blessed land that you made called Biafra, to please come and abide with your children. You must have mercy upon us. We are surrounded by enemies. We are surrounded by the children and agents of darkness. We are surrounded by those that does not want your words to be preached in truth and honesty. We are surrounded by workers of iniquity. We are surrounded by liars, by deceivers, by duplicitors, conspirators of all shapes and sizes. They have come that they may destroy your work. But due to your love for your children, due to your grace where they are, you will preserve us because we are your inheritance. This very day we pray submissively to your will and not to any other, because we don't bow before anything born of a woman or anything made by man. We bow before you because you are spirit, because we have been directed to do so, not just by man, but by your own spoken word, which you burnt into a tablet of stone on the Mount of Sinai. Therefore, this very morning, we reaffirm our dedication, our submission to your will and to your throne of grace in heaven, that you may come and look upon us with kindness, with mercy, because we have no other person apart from you. Ewezu gagi chineke, onwege onyoz anyi weni mendu anyi, ni hinka anyi, ewele biafane nyefe inakan, nankezi ebubeno ni igwe. That your will may be done on this very earth as it is in heaven. As we pray to you, as we uplift your name, the angels of heaven are bowing before your throne. Obula di ndi okenye oruwa abuo na anona atumpo ledo na la chineke. Na isi ale njegi sige ne denso. There is nobody to be compared to you. Not man or anything that you made. Everything that you created must submit to you. Even Yahweh Yeshua prayed when he was asked, Master, please teach us how to pray. He said, Our Father who art in heaven, a total acknowledgement that your residence in the firmament above. He also said, Hallowed be thy name, which means that no other name is comparable. There is no other name that could be attributed to thee. You are the supreme master, Lord, and creator of everything that man can see or perceive. Therefore, with every sense of submission and humility, we offer Biafra to you. Bring us help from unexpected quarters. We need everything that it will take to defend our lands from the hordes of Islamic invaders. Please have mercy upon your children. Don't let shame befall your name. We do everything that we do in your name. We pray in your name. We answer your name by those who are called by that very name. Will you set free? Will you remove from captivity and set them among the nations of those who are free, those who can enjoy liberty and freedom? All this we have prayed, as we will always do. All this we ask for in that name that is hallowed, as acknowledged by Yahweh Heshua. Chukwokika biyama purumi henina. Ise. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of indigenous people of Biafra all over this planet, including Los Angeles in California. I command the armies of Biafra, and I will command them very, very soon. I assure you, the death of our people must be avenged. It is a promise. If that doesn't happen, Chukwokike Abiama should kill me and my family if we don't avenge their death. I submit myself and my family before God in heaven. If we do not avenge their death, you will kill me instead. You will kill my family instead. It's a pledge. It is a promise. It's an assurance. And we must do it. I direct Radio Biafra by the special grace of heaven, not of this very earth. I will serve you diligently, honestly, truthfully. I will not retreat in front of any adversity. I will not run away from any battle. As long as we are defending Biafra, we shall meet our enemies head on, no matter who they are, because death is preferable to slavery. I would rather live on my two legs for 2 hours than to live for eternity on my knees. That is our creed. After all, in this same USA, did our people come to? They said, we'd rather die than to serve a white man. They walked into the river and they drowned. They have honor and they have dignity. They are those that we follow. They are our role models. We do not serve man. We serve heaven. That is why we are gathered. That is why we are here. That is why we are indigenous people of Biafra. And that is why Radio Biafra is their mouthpiece. And the world must understand it. We have come in peace, but we have brought hell with us. We have brought hell with us, I tell you. For those that killed our people, we shall hunt them all the days of their lives. I tell you, we will not forget. We will never, ever have any pity. As they have made women childless, so shall we make them childless amongst men and women. We shall find them. The world has gone deaf and dumb. They don't want to understand that the children of the Most High are being slaughtered unceremoniously, that we are being killed. In good time, they will know, because they will talk about us. I can assure you, they will talk about us. This is Radio Biafra. Before I go any further, before I proceed, before we go on to unveil our news headlines and accompanying news summary, in this very truncated edition of our broadcast, this very morning from Los Angeles, evening from Biafra land, and good heaven knows wherever you are what the time is, but I know here that the time we have here now is approximately 13 minutes past 11 a.m. in the morning, 13 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening in the blessed land of Biafra. That is your reference point. That is how you understand we are live and direct. And that is how you know to tell your friends and your family to please congregate around their listening devices and be able to participate. I will start by virtue of our protocol, as always, because we are in Los Angeles, California. I will invite, of course, our coordinator here in Los Angeles as our primary host to please acknowledge the children of heaven, Umu Chineke, spread all over this very planet Earth. Please, you may speak up, give us your name and where you come from. I want the coordinator for Los Angeles first. We count from 1 to 2. That is the normal protocol. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Good evening. Good night. Wherever you are on this planet. My name is Nze Chifu Godi Aji. I am from Umuesh, Nida Third Local Government Area of Imo State in Biafra land. And here in Los Angeles, California, I am the coordinator. So I am asking all Biafrans, no matter where you are, this is our cause. Myself and some other gentlemen here, we fought during the first war. Unfortunately, we didn't succeed. But this time around, I believe honestly that Chukwu Okike Abiama will give Biafra to us.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. That was our Los Angeles coordinator. As you may have heard, he was a veteran. He's in America. He is working. He can afford everything decent about living a life here. But he has also chosen to serve his nation, to serve his country once again in his capacity as our coordinator here. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. The next person, please.
Good morning, Los Angeles, and good evening, Biafra land. My name is Dr. Christian Ogwo. I am the PRO here. And we are here supporting our director and giving our best to uphold and foster everything that we need to do to restore Biafra. Chukwu Abiyama is with us, and I urge you, everybody, to put hands on deck. Let's do this.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Please, the next person.
My name is Afemefuna Olisa. Good morning, Los Angeles. Good evening, Biafra land. I flew in this morning from Indianapolis to support our director, Nnamdi Kanu. He's a crusader of Biafran faith and an ambassador of good faith. I'm asking everyone, a Biafran, a born Biafran, not cowards, to please, let's do this. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and direct. Even heaven is bearing us witness. Please go ahead.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. My name is Obidi Obienu. I hail from Oba in Idemili local government area of Biafra land. And I dwell here in Los Angeles. Director, welcome to Los Angeles.
Thank you.
I will say welcome to Los Angeles, Dr. Nnamdi Kanu. Welcome, Director. We are here with you. And we cannot give up. Thank you.
I know you wouldn't. You wouldn't let your nation down. You would not let your country down. Thank you very, very much. The man who needs no introduction, Mazi Obidi Obienu, one of us here, our overall U.S. national, and from him to our own super coordinator. He makes things happen. One of them is also with me. They are in Los Angeles, and they have been with me since yesterday. Please go ahead.
Yeah. My name is Ikenna Wananeyi. I hail from Bahez Aji in Imo State, Biafra land. By his grace, I'm the deputy coordinator of coordinators and also the mobilization officer. We are welcoming our able director, Nnamdi Kanu, here in Los Angeles. You know, and I'll use this opportunity to express our sympathy to all our brothers and sisters, both the ones that are died, the ones that are injured in Biafra land. Our heart is bleeding. Our heart is bleeding. And I'm giving you assurance we are going to do a measured response. A measured response. You know, we are going to do a measured response. And also, we all, IPOB throughout the whole world, will take care of the families that are injured and the ones that are dead. We're going to take care of them. And I'm using this opportunity to invite everybody in Los Angeles and the Los Angeles area, or even in California, to come and join us. We are going to have a town hall meeting this afternoon at 8039 South Vermont Avenue. 8039 South Vermont Avenue by 4 p.m. It's going to go from 4 to 8. So once you get off from work, you come down, come in, all our friends come in, our enemies come in, bring your pen and papers to make notes, you come and ask any question you want. Come and ask any question you want. The place is at the corner of South Vermont Avenue and 81st Street. South Vermont Avenue and 81st Street. Again, the address is 8039 South Vermont Avenue. So with all our brothers in San Diego, the ones in the Valley, the ones in San Francisco, the ones in Fresno, and the ones in inland area is to come and join us for this August occasion. We have a lot of other things planned. In the next few hours, we're also going to be broadcasting in a radio station here. Thank you very much. Like I said, we are going to have a measured response to the killing of our brothers. We're going to have a measured response. Thank you, my director. I stand by.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, Mazi Kanawanonenyi, our deputy coordinator of all coordinators around the world. As I said earlier, we are here gathered in Los Angeles, California, in preparation for the gospel we must preach tomorrow to all and sundry on the platform of World Igbo Congress, also meeting in Los Angeles, California. That is part of the reason why we are here. And we must go there and preach this very gospel tomorrow. I will proceed very, very speedily because we have an engagement coming up in the next few minutes to present our news headlines, accompanying news summary, and as much as possible to attempt to take your calls to also allow you to interact with one another. That is what makes us very, very special. That is what makes us exceptionally unique. That is where we derive our formidability from. Our news headlines this very day. Today is still the fourth day here. Very soon, those of you... It's still the fourth, of course, because we're in the morning here of the fourth. We are in the morning of the fourth. Our news headlines, 4th of September, I mean. Pro-Biafran group Navy Clash Ohaneze gives the government of the zoo 14-day ultimatum. I don't know if the journalist that wrote this from Sun newspaper is mentally deranged. I don't know if they are sick. I have no idea what is wrong with them. But it is symptomatic of the very poor standard of journalism in the damnable Zoological Republic. We are indigenous people of Biafra. I don't know if you're blind, if you're deaf, if you're dumb. To associate IPOB with Masop is an insult. At least, Utifajino Wazurike is an insult. We are indigenous people of Biafra, not a pro-Biafran group. We are here to restore our dignity. We are here to make life palatable for our people. We are not a pro-Biafra group. We are Biafrans, not a pro-Biafra group. For your information. For your information. Ohaneze, I think it's the Ohaneze children, the youth wing, not the compromised, idiotic adults within Ohaneze. They said Ohaneze youths have now given them an ultimatum. And speaking about ultimatums, Yoruba newspapers are at their propaganda best. I don't know where they find the cheek, the temerity, the audacity to try to categorize or label what we are doing here as anything other than the finest journalism that man can ever think of. IPOB pro-Biafran Zionist promises to kill a Hausa on Radio Biafra. These are Yoruba people reporting. They will not tell you about the terrorism of Buhari against our people, the terrorism of the Nigerian Navy, the terrorism of the Nigerian police, who, according to them, took orders from above, from Abuja, to open fire on people who are defenseless, people who are well-behaved, people who are orderly going about their evangelism. I will never get tired talking about it. The terrorism of Nigeria, the terrorism of the Zoological Republic. The whole world is quiet as Buhari ordered the killing of defenseless and unarmed young men and women. Everybody is quiet. Nobody wants to condemn Buhari for what he has done. Everybody is all of a sudden very silent, and may your silence continue up to and beyond our measured response. May your silence continue. Yoruba newspapers writing junk. Continue to write rubbish, we assure you. Continue to write junk. Our people were killed in cold blood. They did nothing wrong. All of you are quiet, trying to justify your one zoo, your one kingdom of animals. A place not fit for human habitation. Our agitation goes forward. We will not retreat nor surrender. Somebody has written in Vanguard, "Weep not." I don't know what that means. Weep not, Ndibo. Can anybody explain it to me? What they mean by weep not, Ndibo? We fight for Biafra, not Ndibo. This continued attempt by those born on top of dustbin somewhere in Lagos. We must confront We must force them into a retreat. We must force them to abandon this ridiculous stance. We fight for Biafra, not in Igbo. For your information, because some of you are deaf. We fight for Biafra, for your information, not in Igbo. They are saying, weep not in Igbo. I should be saying, weep not Biafra. That is a better way. That is a better way to phrase that very sentence. Weep not, Biafrans, not in Igbo. This is how they kill people. A police inspector, police officer, loses his AK-47 assault rifle after becoming drunk. These are the people that opened fire on our indigenous people of Biafra, peaceful evangelism in Onitsha. After drinking, these are the types of people you have in the police force. I hope Obama is listening. I hope he is listening. My goodness me. Very, very sad indeed. That same criminal, that same child rapist, that same pedophile, the same dictator, the same Awosa Fulani Alomajiri, sponsor of Boko Haram, Muhammadu Buhari, has declared his assets after spending months cleaning up and laundering all his assets away from himself and away from his family. He has finally come clean, as we have been pressuring him to. Without Radio Biafra, he would not have declared his assets. And having done so, he has lied once again. The Dullard of Daura has lied. He said he is worth only 30 million. But independent calculations of everything that he declared, claiming he is worth 30 million naira, came in at a whopping 1.5 billion. I don't know if those who are leading them are the baboons and monkeys in the zoo. Who is more foolish? Which group is more hopeless? Is it those throwing out these figures in the hope that people cannot reason, or what? You have a house in Abuja. You claim you borrowed money to go and buy your electioneering, whatever nonsense it is, the form for APC, to be given the presidential ticket. You think you're dealing with idiots. You think you're dealing with people who reason like the cattle you have in your ranch. Is that what you think? You are clearly mistaken. You child rapist. You killer of innocent men, women, and children. You sponsor of Boko Haram. Unfortunately, the idiotic Yoruba media cannot see, because they are blinded by their cowardice. They are cowards to the core. At the end of my tour, I will be returning to Biafra land from whence I came. Cowards you are. Some of you idiots don't know I base in Biafra land. You don't know that. To Biafra land I shall be returning once I conclude my trip. As I always will do. As I always will do. He has declared his assets. This man has money. From the conservative estimate made of what he declared, he is worth over 1.5 billion, conservatively speaking, by virtue of the ones he released himself. Where is the oil money for the past 3 months? You are the petroleum minister, Buhari. Where is the oil money, I ask you? Where is it? Idiots are too afraid to ask this dullard of Daura about the money that he is stealing from people, about the criminality inherent at the heart of governance in the decaying zoological republic, in the decaying zoological republic. We remember there was a time ago they said that the dullard of Daura, the dictator of the zoo, Muhammad Buhari, was kicked out of his house, that he had to go and borrow money from T.Y. Danjuma to pay his rent. I don't know how many of you can remember, but you have a house in Abuja. How can you be homeless? They think they are dealing with idiots. I hope David Cameron is listening together with Obama. This is the bastard, this is the pedophile, the child rapist you put into power. This is the Awosa man, the chief sponsor of Boko Haram you put into power. He is a liar and a deceiver. He was claiming a while ago that he was being made homeless. T.Y. Danjuma said, I am loaning him money. What became of your house in Abuja? You think you are smart. You people think you are sensible. You think you can bamboozle people. No wonder the educational system in the zoo is on the floor, crumbled, so that you can give this nonsensical garbage to idiots and they will swallow it. You are worth 30 million. You think you're talking to your cattle in your ranch? You are demented. Still on the asset declaration of the conniving child rapist, the pedophile, the corrupt sponsor of terrorism in the zoo. Does Buhari have 30 million in his UBA account? Everybody is disagreeing. Only 30 million. Where is your money you stole from PTF when you were there? How much is your property worth in Abuja? Over 2 billion. Conservatively speaking, your assets are coming in from what you opened your mouth to say at 1.5 billion. Conservatively speaking, liars and deceivers. These are the people, of course, Britain, they love liars. Britain, they love people that lie, cheat, and deceive. That is why they will allow a corrupt, idiotic man like Buhari to be in power. I told them we'll drag the zoo into the mud. As I said, that if you come out and say you're a Nigerian, people will spit in your face. By the time we are done with the zoo, nobody in the world will have any regard for you people. We don't need to go to your useless newspapers. We cannot pay you to write about us, because the world is listening to Radio Biafra. Our news magazine is out, Biafra Times. Everything about the zoo will be dissected. Your murderous nature, your conniving, stealing, duping, fraudulent, conspiratorial. Everything about your corrupt nature will be laid bare for the whole world to see. The injustice which you represent, the wretched, pathetic joke of a name that you bear, Nigger Area, the whole world will know about it. Baboons and monkeys everywhere. You have killed children of the Most High. You cannot begin to imagine what that will mean for you. You don't know. You will pay for it very dearly. That when you see a Biafran, you will not touch that very person. They have now continued their total Islamization of every security apparatus in the zoo. They have sacked everybody, including Oga. That is her name, Marilyn Oga, from the DSS. They have sacked 43 more. They have sacked everybody. Our son wants to retain total control. Obama is quiet. Cameron is quiet. Everybody before talking under Jonathan, all of a sudden the Dullard of Daura is there. A terrorist is now in power and they are keeping quiet. The terrorist in the zoo called Nigeria is Muhammadu Buhari, a man who is not educated. There is no certificate. A born natural liar he is. You are coming in with your assets, not knowing that there are accountants who can calculate. Or should I say, accountants who can count. You have continued with your Hausa colonization of every ministry and department in the zoo. In the DSS, you have sacked everybody. I feel sorry for the idiots helping you people, because they too will pay. Marilyn Oga has been removed. So along 43 other people. And on top of that, an idiot called David Mack, the architect of abandoned and stolen properties in Iwocha, is talking about unity. If David Mack, the former president of the Zoo Senate, wants to talk about one Nigeria, then he must return all the properties he stole in Iwocha, himself and Ken Seriwiwa. They connived and they stole properties. It must be returned to the rightful owners, of course. It's only something that natural justice demands. While we are talking about our people being killed and the conspiracy of silence of Yoruba media supporting Hausa Fulani in the killing of our people, some of you idiots go to Yoruba Pentecostal churches. Today, one of them, Pastor Adeboye, is spending the billions you give to him on the construction of a private airport, not in Biafra land, but in Yoruba land. All of you idiots that go to Yoruba churches, I don't know why some of you are still alive. I wish you can all go into sleep and don't wake up. Useless people. The money you've been giving to Adeboye, that criminal Pentecostal pastor, he is going to build a private airport. You can't even afford the spoke of a bicycle. Your so-called Yoruba general overseer is going to build an airport. Shame upon shame shall befall all of you in your stupidity, in your hopelessness, all of you. Very, very daft indeed. We need to continue. We must continue. Boko Haram have killed another 5 people in Borno. As I reported, and I will continue to report, when the Nigerian army went about killing Boko Haram, none of you said anything. Today, your fathers, your mothers, your children are being blown to pieces because of the crime committed by the Zulu government, and you all kept quiet. When they were going about killing Boko Haram members who were preaching for Sharia to be introduced in our land, you kept quiet. Today, you are harvesting exactly what you sow through your acquiescence, through your silence, through your grave and mistaken support for the government of the Zoological Republic. We are live and direct this very day, and this is Radio Biafra all the way from Los Angeles. Illegal foreign miners are undermining the sector, according to the Mining Association of the Zoo. We are also reporting this very day that the worst country in the world to do business, do you know where it is? Surprise, surprise, it is the zoo called Nigeria. The worst place to ever do business on earth is in the place that they call Nigeria, the Zoological Republic. A place where you can only find baboons and monkeys, people who cannot think, people who cannot reason very well. Those of them who have forgotten what it means to be human, and they are now completely monkeys and baboons. We must therefore proceed to bring you our news in greater detail. This is Radio Biafra. If our systems here can allow us, we must proceed to bring you our news in greater detail. We are, of course, reporting today, as we read earlier, that Ohanaeze youth, Oberon Mwakanon Ohanaeze, I don't know what they're still doing there. Everybody should be in Biafra. Everybody should be a Biafran. They have now given the zoo government an ultimatum of only 14 days to come out with an appropriate response to the killing of our people. To come up with an appropriate response to the killing of Biafrans in Onitsha. For some reason, I do not know. I cannot understand exactly, or should I say precisely, what is happening. Our systems are no longer responding as they should. Our systems are no longer responding as they should. Which means, therefore, we are going to operate on the basis of our headlines, and in so doing, be able to go to those of them who are here for them to say something if they have it, and then we proceed very, very speedily to open our lines because we have somewhere to go. I have a radio interview to give. If anybody is here or has something to say or wishes to say anything, then you are more than welcome to do so. I don't know. I don't understand the reason why news, for some inexplicable reason, has refused to come up. They are not showing. I do not know if our lines are being hacked. I have no idea. But that can mean only one thing, that our lines are being interrupted. They are being interfered with. That is why I cannot understand for the life of me why things are the way they are. But we have somebody on Skype, which is rather very strange considering the weak connectivity we have on our main system, to see who is there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Thank you. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Ona Obinna. I'm calling from Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire.
from Cote d'Ivoire. Please go ahead.
Yes, I want to thank you, Director, the good work you're doing for us. That's why, and some time ago, some of my friends from Ireland and London be telling me about this Radio Biafra, and I told them that I myself will verify and know it, and then I downloaded it to my machine. Up to this time around, I called the other line, and a lady received my call and told me that I should call by this time. So I want to thank you for the good work you're doing. I know that all our brothers, both here and there, they are cooperating. I thank your family, and you're welcome back from U.S. Safe journey. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. That was a caller on Skype. I don't know if people are here and they have something to say. Our lines are back up. I don't know if they're back up or not, but I was trying to present, of course, our company news summary, which I must go through as we continue to take your calls, because this is a truncated program and we must proceed very, very speedily to make sure that the whole world that are listening, that everyone is following our presentation today. Allow me to give you this very news. Following the recent clash between members of the pro-Biafran group and the Nigerian Navy personnel in Onitsha, Anambra State, we are scores, we are wounded, and two, feared dead, are not dead, three people are dead as we speak. Anything we tell you is correct. We have no need to massage the news. We are truthful, we are honest people, we do not lie. The Pan-Igbo group of Hanes and Igbo Youth Wing yesterday gave the federal government of the zoo, headed by the Dulad of Daura, the cattle owning the very corrupt Muhammadu Buhari, 14 days ultimatum to fish out and prosecute the perpetrators of the crime. Ohanaeze Ndigbo, in a 2-page press statement signed by the state deputy youth leader and director of operations of the group, Ifeanyi Ichukwuchigbo, and institute journalist in Onitsha, recalled that members of MASOP were last week killed in Uguta Road in Onitsha. That is also correct. Before the Sunday clash, people must understand that they are not referring us or comparing us to MASOP. They are saying that MASOP members were killed, 2 people in Uguta Road, and on Sunday they killed IPOB family members, of which our response will come and appropriately too at the right time. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And let us see what Yoruba people are saying about our palpable and legitimately held anger over the death of our people, over the massacre and slaughter of defenseless young people that went out to preach this very gospel. Yoruba could not find anything to write about it. What they are saying is that they have video evidence in their own words about IPOB pro-Biafran Zionist promising to kill Hausa on Radio Biafra. When Hausa came to Onitsha to kill us, Yoruba media, did you not see it? Were you blind? Were you blind to the killing of our people? Some of you think out of fear and cowardice that 1967 to 70 is going to be like 2015 going onwards. It will not be that way. The world has moved on. Every enemy of Biafra will die, and ultimately the zoo will fall. We are not going to relent. We will not stop. We will not retreat nor surrender. We must continue to present our news this very morning, very, very speedily, before we go on, and rightfully so, to open our lines for everyone to call in and for the whole world to participate. The Yoruba media is reporting that on the show of the 1st of September, a caller from the Uchechukwu Madueke, he spoke about his brother who came in from India and was bent on killing a random Hausa. This type of terror is encouraged daily on the show. Threats have been promoted against prominent Igbo leaders, governors, and other Nigerians, including the president of the zoo. You are the ones that came to Onitsha to kill us. We have not raised up, or we have not risen up, I should say, against anybody. We have not killed anybody. You killed us first. You are the ones that killed Biafrans. You must go and question your conscience. You must go and live with the very guilty conscience of having to shoot at unarmed people. All of you will die, we assure you. We have done nothing to you. We are agitating for our freedom. And the best you can do is to write nonsense about people's grievance and the rage which they are entitled to bear, the grudge which they are entitled to nurse, because you have brought death and mayhem to their family members. You have brought death and mayhem to those that they call brothers and sisters as well. We must continue. Another person has written all the way from Lagos. I don't know what they're doing there. But anytime you read from people born near a dustbin, people that never took in any fresh air to give birth to a child in Lagos, is like a life imprisonment, is like a death sentence. That means that child will grow up, all they will know in their life is rubbish, because they were born very close to one. Our lines, I don't know why, for some reason, our news is not opening. Very, very slow indeed. I can't understand the reason why. But everything else is functioning very well. I can only presume that people are interrupting or trying to tamper with our connectivity. We shall resolve it before our town hall meeting later. When is the town hall meeting? What time is it in Biafra land for the town hall meeting? Is it 4? No, for, is it 4 a.m.? A.M. in Biafra land? 1 a.m. in Biafra land. We'll be coming live from Los Angeles. We will be coming live from Los Angeles because we are having a town hall meeting. If you can stay awake up until that time, all well and good. We are suggesting that every relay station be turned on at that particular point in time, please. Very, very important. Very, very important. Somebody is writing. We do not have time to go through all of that. And I want to know here, please, if somebody here wants to say something, let's take this very call, then we proceed to those who are here to try and say something. Somebody is writing on Vanguard newspaper about the need not to weep, to lie down and accept every insult, lie down and accept the fate that our suffering has thrust upon you, which is that they are going to rule you. They will bring their cow, their cattle to destroy your crops. They will sack all your daughters and your sons with impunity. And you will just stay there and you will take it. That we are not going to countenance. I have some other person who happens to be on Skype. I will go to them before I proceed to those who are here with me to offer one word or the other. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good evening.
And good morning to you from here in Los Angeles, California.
This is Chinedu Ngogodo calling from Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire.
Yes, go ahead.
I want to use this opportunity to announce for our meeting with other from Mecca Gift. So I am announcing for our IPOB meeting tomorrow being Saturday, time 3:30 to 4 o'clock. Every hardcore IPOB should be in Abidjan. If you are coming, call this number 55030030. 55030030 at Abidjan. If you get to Cote d'Ivoire, call this number. I will direct you where to come. That is all I have to say.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. And Director, please, this Awosa Fulani Yoruba that is writing nonsense. Director, whatever they like, let them write. But what we are showing them is that if they refuse to give us Biafra this 2015, everybody in Nigeria will die. That is our assurance.
And I concur completely and totally.
Will die.
Because death is better than living. When you are being ruled by people who drive cattle from place to place, they are the ones in charge of our lives, and that is not acceptable in any way, shape, or form. Our lines are opened up for those of you in the USA who we are calling yesterday very profusely. The number once again is 631-949-0853. I repeat, for callers from the USA, 631-949-0853. That line is open. And believe it or not, we are also roaming with our line from the zoo as well. The lines we use for our studios in Biafra land, there are two numbers. Please, you can call them. 081-738-13596. 081-738-13596. We are also on 081-724-41049. 081-724-41079. This is Radio Biafra. On top of that, we happen to be on Skype as well and also on IMO. Once again, to those of you listening via shortwave, it is 15560 kilohertz, 19 meter band. Continue to spread the gospel. Make sure you have downloaded Radio Biafra app and make sure that all your friends have also done the same. Do I have anybody here who wants to say something? Does anybody want to have anything to say? Please, you go ahead and do so. We came here to Los Angeles. You must speak.
Thank you, Director.
It's off. Just on the on his,
yeah. It's on.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Director, and welcome once again to Los Angeles. Dear friends all over the world, I do want to tell everybody, wherever you are, if it's your morning, if it's your afternoon, if it's your evening, welcome to this program. Director, I have nothing else to say but to tell your friends all over the world to please, 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 please stand firm. We are not going to take any act of intimidation in any way. We are not going to take that because that's the methodology they want to employ right now by going out there and killing our people for no reason. People singing freedom songs and Navy, the army that is supposed to be guarding and protecting the nation will go in the cities and start killing them. We are not going to take that. I just want to tell your friends all over the world, they have said it before, they made threats inferring from genocide in 1994 and so on and so forth, trying to make us feel like we are doing something wrong. There's nothing wrong from asking for your freedom. It's been a while. We know how we have suffered alongside these individuals who does not regard us for no reason, whom we don't share the same culture, share the same food, or anything with. Biafrans, you know that wherever you are, you do the things to improve wherever you are. But these people are not our brothers. They are not in any way. They are not thinking the way we think. And we cannot continue to be with them. I just want to tell you that whatever you do, you need to double up your effort. Because it's time for us to get ourselves free from this bondage. I want to remind you that it's been 2,000 years ago that our Lord Yeshua came and declared freedom for the oppressed. And even after 2,000 years ago, dear friends, you're still oppressed. I don't understand why we cannot understand simple things. Please, I implore you, do what you have to do. As I always say, do what you're asked to do. We will play our own role. And Biafra must definitely come. Thank you very much, Director. Welcome to Los Angeles. Again, my name is Obi Diobienu. I hail from Idemili Elba in Idemili local government area of Biafra land. By the special grace of God, I am serving the indigenous people of Biafra in the service of coordinatorship. Thank you. In the national coordinatorship. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, who is also one of us here in Los Angeles, California. I want to take one more call and then we go to our deputy COC who is here with me. We are also waiting for our COC to come. We are waiting for our North America Continental Rep to also join us. Maramu Gochukwu, all over the world, we are assembling. Even my own secretary is also here in the USA. We are meeting here and we must preach this very gospel. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Thank you very much. Please, what is your name and where are you calling from? And where are you calling from? Chico Zia Dibiko, where are you calling from? From Iguacha, please go ahead.
Director, I want to thank you specially. I don't know how to thank you, but the only thing I would say is that Chico Zia bless you.
You say, and bless you too.
Director, I also want to say something great. We, dear friends, we are diehard. That is what the people in the school have failed to realize. If only the Alpha Fulan so-called president to have it, if only he understands the people he has, he would respect himself quietly and let us have our own. They need to know something.
And 1 minute for your call.
Your line, go ahead, please, because your credit is about to finish. Hello? No, I think he may have exhausted his credit in that very process. Thank you, and well spoken. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. Everyone is joining us, please. The number I announced earlier is only for USA. And I'm going to that very line now, if they're still there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Please go ahead.
Director, this is Maze Chukwemeka Iranya. I'm calling from the George Bush International Airport on my way down to Los Angeles.
Wonderful. How many hours will it take you to get here?
By the grace of Chukwemeka, I should be there by 5:30 Los Angeles time. 5:30 Los Angeles time.
5:30 LA time. Wonderful. We are here assembled and waiting for you, of course. We are here waiting. We are here waiting. Go ahead.
Yes, Director. I'm very glad and also happy that you have Chukwuebiam granted you Johnny Messi. And I believe he will do the same thing for me, too. Together we will meet today, and tomorrow we will speak with talk to our World Igbo Congress people, and then let them see the reason to be part of us and get our nation back. Just want to make one statement, you know, one or two things here. Number one, it is very obvious that we are winning media war, because if we are not winning the media war, then you will not see the Yoruba press scampering all over the place trying to distort information, trying to misinform the public. And that is why whenever they write, Director, just take a look at their article. Whenever they write, you will hear one thing, clash. They will use the word clash. And then you begin to ask, who is clashing with who? Just like you asked the other day, sharing of leaflets, sharing of supplies, is that clash? For two people to clash, they must have some element of force on both sides. Somebody cannot be shooting on armed people, and then you call it clash. I simply don't understand that grammar, clash. And the second thing you will notice is that they try to tag Masab to our name. They try to, whenever they write, they insert Masab, always like that. But they have failed, and they will continue to fail, because we have already won the media war. But something I need to stress here, Director, just to support what you said, we shall revenge. And the timing, the strategy, and our target is not subject to public discourse. Director, let me stop here. I'll see you pretty soon. Thank you and God bless you.
And you too. Thank you very much. Our overall COC is on his way, coming down here, and people are calling us. One on the news also here with us, his own deputy, holding forth before he gets here. I will go to this very caller from South Africa. I will take this very call, then one on the will, of course, speak. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, you can hear me. Good evening, Director.
And good, should I say good afternoon from here? Please go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Chukwu Odichidebere Obioku, the national coordinator of South Africa.
South Africa is with us. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, may your days be long.
And yours as well. I wish that was the case for our people who were killed by Buhari. Buhari ordered the death of our people. Defenseless people. We are massacred by the Zoo Navy. Very sad indeed. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, we thank you for the good job that you are doing for us. We special living in South Africa. We are very happy for the work that you are doing. So, Director, I want to use this opportunity to tell Biafras all over the world here in South Africa that we are having our general meeting this coming Sunday in Mike Polo, Casino, Mike Angel, something, 9, 4 p.m. For those secret listeners, This is their time to come out and enjoy what we are doing. And the number to call is 074-44-81-496 or 074-922-2170 or 074-31-67-861. For those who have not yet got their pamphlet, the pamphlet is available on that day. Please adjure for all South Africa to be in time on that meeting. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you and well spoken. That was our coordinator all the way from South Africa. People are calling us and we want them to continue to do so. We are live and we are direct. Chukwuka Kabiama is in heaven presiding. Please, one and then you can go ahead. Please, go ahead.
Good morning, Bia France. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, wherever you are. My name is Iken Nawanonenyi. Iken Nawanonenyi. From Obahez Aji, Imo State, Biafra land. I want to use this opportunity to indicate that our heart is still bleeding for our brothers and sisters, the ones that are lost and the ones that are injured. And also, I want to put this on notice to the hospitals that refuse to treat them, would have minimized the losses if they had treated them in time. And some stupid and hopeless hospitals at our nature area refused. You know, we have your information, and we're going to revisit you later. I will also use this to indicate being a mobilization officer to also emphasize that we need more IPOB members. And as I indicated earlier, a few weeks ago, you do not need any permission to form a coordinating unit. You do not need any permission to form a coordinating unit. If you want to form anyone, you can start with two or more. It's enough to start. You can contact me, and then we work together. I do some grooming. And again, you can contact me at plus one, 323-717-422 plus 1-323-717-4222. And also, I employ most of our brothers and sisters in Biafra land to tell their brothers and sisters or relatives or overseas in diaspora to, you know, come and join with us. Most of the ones that inform them is very, very effective when you tell your brothers and sisters and relatives over here to join IPOB. So I'll employ you, the ones who are doing that. You're doing a very good job. We need more of that. And also, we'll appreciate if the people would call on Skype. If there's a way you can make us, you know, assemble with you. Because some of them, the difficulty I have is when I give you a request, there's no response. And especially one of our sisters from Obuzu in Chicago, we've been trying to reach you. I'll appreciate it if you can get in contact with me. Again, my name again is Iken Nawanonenyi. Stand by. And telephone number again is plus 1-323-717-4222. And again, to add, any professional, any of, you know, technical person, engineers, doctors, health, you know, people, even attorneys, who say whether they can come in to form their own group, everybody who is coming to IPOB has to go through the zonal coordinator. Whatever professionalism you have, you contact your nearest zonal coordinator or your nearest national coordinator. Then it can be placed accordingly. And we have the engineering group. We have technical group. We have medical group. So we have legal group. And also we have the media group. But you have to go first through your local zonal coordinator. If you do not know your local zonal coordinator, You can also contact me. You can also contact the Continental Rep, or you can call the radio station. We direct you accordingly. Everybody has to come through the grassroots. You have to come through your zonal coordinator. Then you can be placed accordingly. Thank you very much, and I stand by.
Thank you very much, Mwananyi. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and direct. If anybody else has anything to say, they are more than welcome to indicate and then pick up the microphone. Proceed to say what you have to say. I will come to you, stay in it for a second. Let me take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Hello. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good afternoon, Director. My name is Chinedu Adiego. I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to the United States of America.
Thank you, Chinedu. Thank you very much. Thank you. You
are Director, Maryland. I want to applaud you for your delivery for dear friends. Thank you. Appreciate. I said you to bless
you. You say?
Director, the news I had now online that says there's explosion in Aba. I don't know, is this true or false?
It is true. There was an explosion in Aba. We are waiting to confirm. There was an explosion in Aba, possibly a Buhari-inspired Boko Haram attack. There was an explosion in Aba using a tanker, and many people are dead. The explosion in Aba, of course, there is. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, Director, I want to say something about what happened on Israel. Believe me, people are saying revenge, revenge. Let them calm down. We are going to revenge, but they will not know how we're going to do it. And one more thing I want to add is, please, we don't have any coordinator here in Maryland. They gave me somebody, but I'm trying to get in touch. We are trying to get people here in Baltimore because we have almost the highest population of Igbos, the Biafras, here in Maryland, here in Baltimore.
And many of them from Mbise. That is why their villages are empty. The whole of Mbise is in Maryland. Mbise in Anaba.
Yes. We have Mbise here. We have a lot of people here. So, coordinator, please, if you know that there's a coordinator in Maryland, please, you have to come and help us here. So, I talk to other people. For me here, I think I have got about people that want to start our own. Believe me, in any way, we're going to give you support. One more thing. Please, we have to be together. I say, everybody has to say this way, that I'm not about to know my man, and I'm about Kofu.
Of course.
Because it's where you can talk to the rest of the United States, myself, let them forget about whatever they are doing, and join us because please, we have to be together. We don't need to scatter so that we can beat these people, this outside people in stupid Yoruba. Please, we have to. Thank you, Director. I'm happy to see you in the question of Africa. Where you go in peace.
You see? Thank you very much. And I'm going to get somebody to make contact with you immediately regarding the status of Maryland. We must be more visible in Maryland, and I assure you, we are going to do that. We are going to do that. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I have a caller now on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director. I can hear you.
Thank you very much. Please, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Obonnaya Apa, and I'm calling from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Obonnaya from Lincoln, Nebraska. Thank you very much. Thank you. I thought you were coming here, Obonnaya. I thought you were coming.
Yes, Director. In the next 12 hours, I should be with you.
Wonderful. From Lincoln, Nebraska. Thank you. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes, Director. It pains me when people repeat these same lies that are peddled around for years when they talk about unity. I mean, what else is unity? Can people not look at the list of people that were injured or killed in Onitsha? Somebody from Ebonyi, somebody from Anambra, somebody from, all over Biafra land. can't they see where we meet all the families all over the world? Right there in Los Angeles, where you are right now, can't they hear someone introduce himself and say he's from maybe Imo, another person, Anambra, and people all over the U.S. Somebody came from Indianapolis, you know, I'll be coming in from Lincoln, Nebraska. Somebody's on his way, the COC from Texas, and there are people in Los Angeles, from Chicago, Dallas. I mean, this not united of a thing is just the tactics that they've been using to divide us. Just the other day on Facebook, I was having this discussion with some friends, and you know, they raised the same thing. But then you find out that what they tell us, they also have it. OPC, which is, you know, a Yoruba militant group, they have many factions. And even before OPC, they had so many groups, and they are still there. Nobody talks about them. And then, reflecting on it, OPC was used with Radio Kudira to snatch power from the north. And then the Niger Delta militants bought their amnesty payout, and in consequence, the presidency again. And then the north used Boko Haram to take the presidency back. And we are saying we don't want to be violent. We only want our freedom. We are not interested in their leadership. We are not interested in their presidency. I don't have to wait until someone from my village is the president before I can have an access route to the farm where I produce my food. I don't want to wait until I have the president from my village before I can have portable water to drink, or have a good hospital to go when I'm sick, or even have a good school for my children to attend. So please, they should forget about this. You are not united, you are not united. We are united. The thing they think is our weakness is actually our strength. Can they go back in history and tell me any African group under one leadership performer has been claimed that it's the best for them that were able to conquer Biafra? It's only when Britain came with their superior firepower to colonize us, and even during the Civil War, that's the only time that we're defeated. So we come together, we reason, and superior argument wins, and we follow that. We don't follow the crowd. So if they're expecting that we'll all gather behind one person that doesn't have any agenda, then they're making a mistake. It's only when we are convinced that we are fighting a noble cause, that's when the Afrans put together. And once we put together, no force on earth can stop it. And then I'm telling the whole world, everybody is listening, that when you slap a man, you have only, you know, borrowed money from him. It's equivalent to borrowing money from you. You must pay back. And that is what the Nigerian government has done by killing our people in Onitsha. At the appointed time, justice will be served. Welcome to Los Angeles, Director. I'll be seeing you in a couple hours.
Thank you very much. People are coming from everywhere to be with us. People are coming from everywhere to be with us. And I have some of them here now, and one of them will speak. Please go ahead.
Once more, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to Biafrans all over the world. Director, you are welcome to Los Angeles.
Thank you.
You are the man. You are a crusader of Biafran faith and an ambassador of truth. Biafrans have never been united since I was born. Under your tent, Biafrans are so united because I believe in what you say. What you say is what you do. What you do is exactly who you are. And you are crystal clear in everything you do. Biafra will come on your watch and we will enjoy it. Somebody is talking about unity, unity. Mad na bo anyu amira gbakwo fufu abokwa mad na bo onye iba na eme na onye abocha na anya na eme
of course
o man bo fufu. So one person as truthful as you can give us Biafra. That's what we need. And I ask anybody, have you ever had in the whole world this type of freedom fighting? This is the first of its kind, and that's going to be the last. When Nnamdi Kanu is gone, the director, people will wish he ever lived. And his people that work with him, because it's like they are selected by Chukwuka Biama. Please, my brothers and sisters all over the whole world, we are right here supporting and joining our able and nice looking director Namo De Kano today in Los Angeles to please come out in mass. Let's do this once and for all. Let's crush Fulani Boko Haram once and for all. Omunugonye Fulonya wasan with a muzzle. So ni bo with muzzle. Let's do this. Ujo atuna because onye nanye bo director. Ose ayi jiro baba ose ayi joli, which means I need job abawa do. We are there kwa kahede sina wunda abata. We ask our people all over the whole world, please. People of Indianapolis, where I come from this morning, please come out and join IBOB all over the whole world so that we can do this once and for all. For all the people who have been hiding under the table, this is the right time for you to come out and do what your great-grandfathers would like you to do. In the same accord, I'm asking all over the Lord Chukwokike Abiyama to keep our able director alive and the people surrounding him, all the coordinators, all the COC, everybody all over the whole world, to the family members of our members that were deceased, please God, accept them in your bosom. And they will be very, very glad because we are coming and we are coming hard.
Of course. We are.
Lord, have mercy.
He said he will have mercy. Thank you very, very much. As I said, I am here surrounded by people, the very hardcore, the very finest that land can offer. I mean, Biafra land, of course. And many more are on their way coming. We will be well represented tomorrow. If it is time, please indicate to me to stop. And please tell me what time we are leaving here exactly. Did you say in the next 35 minutes? We must be out of this place. Is that correct? I need precise timing when we are leaving, please, so I can time the closure of our program appropriately. In the next 30 minutes, we have to be on our way. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I have a caller on the line. Can you hear me on the phone line? This is Radio Biafra. We are in Los Angeles, California, and the whole world is listening, including Obama in Washington. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, good evening.
And good afternoon from Los Angeles.
Yeah, this is NWC Oswala from National Coordinator from Netherlands.
Thank you very much. NWC, go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
You are welcome to we are welcome to Los Angeles.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, on the behalf of Netherlands of the IPOB in the internal world, we are giving our condolences to all the family of our beloved brothers who lost their life from the hand of a pedophile and his navy. So we are so sorry, and for all the families of IPOB who are still at home now waiting for the command of our director. We know that God, who has started with us, we are working with the directive of our God through our commander, Nnamdi Kanu. We know that those who fight against God will never go free. Our promise, all the IPOB in Netherlands are telling all those perpetrators, those our enemies, those who wishes us not good, will never go in vain. For God, who is with us, is more than those who are against us, those who are fighting, who are disturbing not for our own freedom, they will never stay alive till when we restore our great nation, Biafra. For all our IPOB members who are living in Netherlands and all supporters of wisdom, freedoms, we say good evening to you all the IPOB around the world. We are now using this opportunity to inform all the town union meeting of the Biafran families, those who are not our members, all the Igbo town union, all the town unions that are living in Netherlands, who are under Biafran regions. We have sent official letter to remind you, a reminding warning and a reminding information to come and join IPOB, for we are ready for our freedom, whatever it takes. For all of you who do not know where we are holding our meetings, or who do not know that we have a respective zones, should take note of this number please to come to our meeting tomorrow. If you are in Amsterdam surroundings, please you call our zonal coordinator, Maazi Chukwudi Ojimba. Then we will give you a directive where we are holding meeting by 4 p.m. tomorrow. His number is this, 068-639-4281. Or you call the number of our zonal coordinator of Leiden. His number to contact him if you are living at Leiden zones or all surroundings, Maazi Okechukwu Nkwocha. His phone number is 068-424-2804. So that he will direct you where they are holding their meeting tomorrow at Leiden zone. For those who are living in Groningen zone, please you should contact Maazi, our zonal coordinator, at Groningen zone, Maazi Kagozregu. His phone number is 068-56-49-792. For all you secret listeners in Netherlands who are saying, what are we doing? Why the massacre of people that went to rally? What we, the IPOB family around the world, is telling you people, we are the people of God. We are coming to revenge in an appropriate time, according to the inspiration of God and by the directive of our commander, Maazi Nnamdi Kanu. So if you are for freedom, just indicate yourself now and come and join and support us. If you wish not to come meeting and you are interested of freedom, come and support us. For freedom is never cheap. It is better you indicate where you belong now before the world will hear our voice, because we know we are fighting for the cause of justice. May God bless all the IPOB around the world, and may God bless our Commander-in-Chief Nnamdi Kanu. May God bless all the principal officers around the world, and may God bless all the workers and the principal officers of the IPOB in Netherlands, and all our neighbors, those who wishes us good, those friends of Biafran and lovers of freedom, those who wishes good freedom for the captive. May freedom and justice come to your reach. We pray in the mighty name of Yeshua.
Ise. Thank you very much. We are still live and direct. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Los Angeles, California. The time now is approximately 28 minutes past 12 noon here in Los Angeles. 28 minutes past, should I say, 8 p.m. in Biafra land and beyond. We are live and we are direct. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good afternoon to you from here. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Wabezu. I'm calling from Geneva.
You're calling from Geneva. Wabezu, Geneva, yes. In Switzerland. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yes. Director, there is something that has been bothering me, and I try to bring it to attention. You know, for some time since the incident in Onitsha, and we have been saying that we must revenge for the death of our brothers and sisters that died in Aba. So, should in case if anybody go around to go and do some stupid things around Onitsha, the world should know that anything we do is the command that came from Radio Biafra, that we do not do anything on our own. You know, so I've been reasoning that people, some wicked people, may try to do things to destroy the image of IPOB. You know, so that's why I suddenly bring it to your attention. Should in case if anybody trying to do something, that we link it to Radio Biafra.
the world should know that we take command from Radio Biafra. We do not do anything on our own. That is what I want to bring to your notice, Director. I send me Chukwu Okike Abiyama, bless you and give you more grace to your effort as we continue in pursuit of our freedom.
And
I want to thank God for granting you Johnny Mercy to USA.
Thank you very much.
I say may God bless you and keep you for us to have our freedom.
He say. Thank you very, very much. Does anybody here want to speak? Yes, who wants to speak, please? If you want to speak, go ahead and do so, please. Go ahead.
Good evening. Good afternoon, Director. Good afternoon, dear friends. My name is Dr. Kenechukwu Ekufu, the IPOB coordinator in Chicago, the new coordinator. So I'm just arriving to into LA from Chicago right now.
My security will be more than the one of Obama by tomorrow. I will have more security guard than Obama in the White House by tomorrow. IPOB is here in Los Angeles. Please go ahead.
So I would like to say good afternoon, all Biafrans. Like I said, my name is Dr. Kenechukwu Ekufu. I just got in from Chicago. I got into IPOB because one time I was searching for a radio, and I got Radio Biafra on my phone, and I started listening, and it was so exciting to me. And what the director and the deputy director and everybody was saying, they make so sense. So I tuned into it, and it was so exciting. And since then, I got into it. So I want to thank the director. I want to welcome him to the United States. I want to encourage him for all the work he's doing for us, Biafrans. This is a struggle that we all have to get involved in. I understand that the zoo that's saying that people that are doing Biafra are people that are not educated. We are all educated, well-educated and well-learned. The zoo could not support me when I was back in the zoo. I could not go to school because my parents could not afford it. But God, Chukwu Abiyama helped me. I migrated into the United States. Not only did I get my bachelor's degree, I got my MBA and I got my doctorate degree in information technology. So that is, I'm grateful to Chukwu Abiyama. I'm grateful to the United States. We need our freedom. The zoo Nigeria should understand that this is 21st century. You cannot hold someone down forever. There is a point in time you will let go. At any point in time when you are tired, and also you will let people go, so that it is time for them to let us go, so that we can gain our freedom. What happened in the past have happened. The war has been fought. Our fathers fought the war. They didn't succeed. But this time around is not just the war of the guns. We have to fight the war in all spheres of life. We have to take it to the world leaders. We have to meet with the international community. We have to fight the war with pen. Sometimes the pen can defeat a war with gun. So that's what we are doing now. We are scattered all over the world. The good thing that the zoo have done for us, even while they are suppressing us, is that they made us gain presence all over the world. And that presence will help us. They built us tough, and we acquired all kind of knowledges. We acquired all kind of skills, and we're going to use those knowledges and skills and make sure that we gain our freedom. Right now, Director, I will say I will stop so far, and I'll make more comments as time goes on. Thank you. Thank you, Biafrans, and thank you, everybody that supports IPOB.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much for that. We are live and we are direct, and I have somebody on the telephone. Are you still there? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good afternoon.
And good morning. Good afternoon to you from here as well, please. Good afternoon.
Yeah. My name is TBC Olonea. I'm from Taibe, Kumaha.
You're from where? You're from
Osaibeku.
You're from my village. My own brother is even calling. That is hallelujah.
Yes.
Maybe Biafra will come tomorrow morning. Somebody from Ibeku calling me. My own flesh and blood here in the U.S. Are you? Where are you residing in Texas?
Yeah, I'm in Dallas.
You are in Dallas. You are in Dallas. Are you part of us? Do you know our COC? Are you part of this family?
Yes, I spoke with Ugochukwu just a few minutes ago.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I spoke with Ikenna last week.
Very good. Very, very good.
So, I just to thank you for what you are doing. This is my third time of calling you. I had what happened in Onitsha. It's very painful. Since then, I wasn't myself. Even at the time, I said, if we cannot do anything, I will stop listening to Radio Biafra. Because this is the challenge to us.
It is.
It's a challenge to us.
Which we must meet. We must meet it. Of course, we'll meet it.
Yes.
Anybody who knows us understands that we are, of course, we'll meet it. It's not a problem. We are going to meet it head on. We are going to meet this very challenge head on of that. Do not worry. Do not worry at all, at all, at all, my dear brother. Nobody is happy. Nobody is. And continue to support the family where you are. Continue to become part of us. That is the right thing for you to do. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, are you still with me?
Yes.
Please go ahead.
First of all, I want to appreciate your family for this wonderful work you are doing, because without them, I believe that this thing you are doing will not go far like this.
Of course.
Because if your wife doesn't permit you, I think wherever you are, you will not have 100%, you will not concentrate on what you are doing and your mom. So, for you to leave them maybe a month or 3 weeks going here and there, I really appreciate it. Not every woman will allow it, you know. So, I'm saying you should keep working hard on this thing till Biafra comes. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much. We are working very, very hard. We are working exceptionally hard. People said I should repeat the number to call for our people, and I must do so. And do so very diligently and very slowly, as I've advised me. The number with which, please listen very carefully. If you are not based, if you are in the diaspora, please, diaspora, USA especially, the number to call is +1-631-949-0853 for the United States of America and the wider diaspora. 631-949-0853. If you are calling us from the blessed land of Biafra or the wretched land of the zoo called Nigeria, the number to call is 081, or from Africa indeed, 081-738-13596. 081-738-13596. The other number is 081-724-41079. Somebody's calling me from Biafra land or from the zoo on the American line and diaspora line. I will not take your call. The number you need to call is 081-738-13596. I want our people in America as much as possible to be able to phone in. After all, we are here to see them. I want to go to the line for those of them back in Biafra land. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. I want to go to the line. I have told them before, if you call us on the number not meant for your people or where you are, I will not take your call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Good evening, sir.
Good afternoon to you from Los Angeles.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir.
Good afternoon from here.
Good afternoon, director.
Good afternoon from here. Please go ahead. Your name, and where you? Of course, you are. Who else will you be talking to? Of course, you are.
Yeah. I am Ibabuchi Oguago from Biafra land.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening.
Okay, I heard what I just coming down from Lagos. last night.
Yes.
And I heard what happened. That the massacre, the pedophile, his animals and babies.
Yes.
In the zoo, to massacre our people.
The massacre our people, that is correct, yes.
Yeah, I wasn't happy, sir. It was too appalling. Why are the hidden range? That these people, Boko Haram, we are holding them to ransom for the past 6 or 7 years, and they could not do anything. Now these peaceful people marching on their own, evangelizing.
Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I have a caller from the USA, if I'm not mistaken. Can you hear me on the phone? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Director. How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. Thank you very much.
My name is Gina Dumozo. I'm calling from Arlington, Texas.
From Arlington, Texas. Thank you very much. Yes. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
Well, Director, it's an honor and a privilege speaking on Radio Biafra today.
Thank you very much.
I have been following it religiously, and I equally have discovered that we don't have a very strong IPOB membership here, although I'm not a member yet, but I'd like one on any to call me when you're done on air.
Yes.
So that I can see how I can contribute to the emancipation of Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
It's only somebody who is a fool that will sit down and do nothing when your people are being massacred. My heart is filled with anger, but we still have to make use of our intellect to figure out on how to come about gaining our freedom. There is no place on this world where freedom is given on just on a platter of good. Something must happen. Something must give before you get your freedom.
Of course.
I'll be following you on Facebook, and I will like you on Facebook, and add you on my friendship list. Maybe from there we still.
Of course. Inbox me. Send me an inbox right now. Send me an inbox that you were the brother who called from Texas. Do so now. One Onenyi is beside me and taking down your details, and we'll be able to call you imminently. You are welcome to this glorious family. We are all over the world. Anybody who doesn't know the meaning of Onrubewan Nabal also should come to Los Angeles, because by this time tomorrow, I will have more people in my entourage than even Obama can muster in America. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. And remain blessed. All over the world, they are calling us. All over this very planet, the children of light of the Most High, Chukwu Abiama, is answering this very call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good afternoon.
And good afternoon to you, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Okechukwu Oke. I'm coming from New York City.
From New York, thank you very much. Wonderful people of New York. I have not forgotten that New York gave me a parcel on my cardigan mama in case I buy a new shoe or shirt. And people will be wondering, where did I get the money from? Our people in New York gave me money. They said it's not for Biafra, it's for my personal use. Thank you very much, all of you, David Ezekwesili. Everybody, Mazio Koli, please. I thank each and every one of you in New York. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I come from Aba in Biafra land. Director, I'm one of those guys that is so obsessed with this radio station.
Thank
and
you.
Everything else you've done to at least since after Biafra Nigerian war to get us all together. I will appreciate this very, 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 very much. You know, you are the handwork of God Himself. You know, this couldn't have been possible through the hands of men. It's important. Director, I'm depressed. I am so depressed.
Everybody,
I don't think I work. I work a full days. I give the full days work at my job, especially since the thing that happened in Malaysia.
It's terrible. Terrible. I have not been myself. Terrible. Terrible. It is as if to me, my younger brothers are dead. I feel very, very bad. People cannot understand. If I tell you I have known happiness or joy since that Sunday that the light went out, Sunday the 30th of August, a day I will never forget till I die. I'm telling you. A day that I was Afulani came to kill innocent young men. Unbelievable.
I was up at 5 a.m. this morning. And I'm a businessman, and I have a 6 o'clock appointment. So because of watching, just go through everything I could get about IPOB and Biafra and what is happening in our mission. Something that I gave.
Of course.
You know, there's something that in Biafrans, I don't even think it's just Biafrans. I think it's all black men all around the world. Why are we such sissies? Why are we such stupid? Why are we so weak? Why do we beg people to give us what belongs to us?
I can't understand.
Nobody has done that in the history of this planet. Nobody else, not that race, begs for their own personal property to be given back to them. I can't wrap my head around it. I can't. This is our resources. We've been existing before the British came, and we have to beg some that illiterate to give us back what belongs to us because we are afraid to die? I think it has to do with our parents. You know, when we are raised, I think we are raised to be weak because
I don't blame them. I blame those who actually jettisoned our way of life and embraced everything the white man brought to them. I give an example with Japan. Japan took on Western education. They did not compromise who they are. They remained Japanese. They took on Western technology, took on everything about the West. They remained who they are. Even India, if you go to India today, they took on everything the world can offer in terms of knowledge, advancement, and understanding, including even civilization. Today, India is still intact as a predominantly Hindu country, and they are doing very, very well. Our people abandoned everything. How can you believe them? Even ordinary Yoruba, ordinary white man came, they followed white man. Ordinary Yoruba, what tells you? These people are not well. How can you be following it? You and Yoruba, who should be following each other to go to their church? Grandi Yoruba, who should be following each other? You are a child of heaven. You are descended from light itself. You are the center of the universe. You embody everything that is fine and virtuous in a human being that allowed you to name somebody Mankendo. And then you are coming and telling me you are following Yoruba to go. That is why we have become cowards. People think that life is good to live. You are a slave. You are alive. You are dead already. There is honor in death sometimes. Sometimes if you die, there is honor in it.
Absolutely. What is wrong with us? What is heck? Why would somebody will come all the way from the northern part of Nigeria, go and kill somebody in the eastern part of Nigeria, and still remain in the east? I don't even say, okay, I kill somebody, let me run back. I mean, he has the guts to stay here because he knows what? What is going to happen to them? Something that I give here. Then we want something. If we don't use Onisha as an example,
Don't you trust me? Do you think I will allow Onisha to go unanswered? Of course, it's impossible. Anybody who knows me will understand. Anything I say we are going to do, we do it. If I say they will be avenged, and my soul is not at rest until we avenge them, I can never sleep properly. We must avenge them. And every preparation is on the way to make sure that that happens. And the world cannot hold us responsible. We are fighting terrorism. The terrorism of Buhari is what we are fighting. Thank you very much, my dear brother. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? America is on fire, I must tell you the truth. Americans, that is your line for you. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Yes, Director. Good afternoon.
And good afternoon from Los Angeles. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Victor. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
You're calling from Columbus, Ohio. Please go ahead.
Yes, I heard from Obatemili.
Obatemili. Thank you.
Yes, Ohio, number two.
Thank you.
I've been calling this video for quite a while, and I will tell you
I am very, very angry and upset about what happened to my brothers and sisters back home. It is very, very appalling. It's something that I think we have to do something now besides to live. You see, I was doing all at the bowling. I was born in Boston, Kansas State. I was I attended any business place to have our family. And I remember back in the day, my father, when he was alive, he wanted us to join the military. My first brother, who happened to get admission to NDA, and he was up for them to allow him to be a member of NDA, he must send his movement. And myself, I was, you know, the same policy also applicable on my side. At the point, we all gave up this opportunity, you know, wanted to start the rule, which I believe I am a black man. And, but because we have no other options, and at the same time, we're doing this method in that country. So, this is why I'm bringing all this up. So remember that people around the world, Mexico, people in America, they will feel why. They want our own nation. We want to start our own nation. Do you think that people like me like it, be staying in other countries, working, doing all the work practices? I don't come here to look about, you know, to look at the beautiful, whatever they have here. I want my kids to be happy. Every day that I want to eat or whatever, I think about the people with her. Yes, I see. I can, you know, that does not make me happy. It makes me angry. When I see a people one thing is me, when I see a people being okay, I'm still just like that. And nobody.
My dear brother, I regret to inform you that your line is not very, very clear. We are going on to other people calling us. I don't know, many of you in America listen to Radio Biafra. I'm only confirming it today. There's our line here. There are up to 10 callers from America at the same time calling. But where have people been all this while? Gabriel, no. I can't believe this. Unbelievable. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We are live in Los Angeles. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Faith in Quanta.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond, Virginia. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director. Welcome to Los Angeles.
Thank you very much.
I am really excited to hear what happened on August 30th to our brothers.
Yes.
So my brothers and sisters, the ones in America, we need to wake up. We need to get our lives back. This is not our country. We need to go home. We need to wake up. Help fight this terrorism in our land. We need to wake up, y'all. We can't be sleeping. We need to support. A lot of us are coming out now. I'm so happy that so many people are calling out now. I want to encourage you guys to continue to come out. Let's get our country. Let's go back home. We need to do something. This is just, it's getting out of hand, y'all. So I just want to say, if you're listening, come out. If you're in New York, wherever you are, Seattle, in the United States, wherever you are in the United States, come out. Let us support and get our country back. So I'm just getting real angry because we lost who we are. We really lost who we are. We need to wake up. So Director, welcome to the United States. Thank you for everything you've been doing. Thank you, my brother. Thank you all the brothers that have been supporting this movement from day one. I'm doing the best I can for my own side. I encourage everybody, women, young lady, young woman, young men, all y'all, come out. Let's support our country. Let's get our country back. That's all I have. Yeah.
Thank you very much, our dear sister. Thank you very, very much. We have a program. I have a radio interview. This program will have to be shortened. We have to leave what we are doing now to prepare for what we are going to do later. Is our overall national of the U.S. here? Where's Madam Mugutugu? Has he come? He must address our people before we close. My deputy chairman will take over. And then we have a radio interview where I am going to present the case for Biafra here in Los Angeles, California. Please go ahead, Madam Mugutugu.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon, Director. Thank you for being here. Welcome to America, Director. Yes, people, my name is Innocent Maramu Gochuku. I'm the North America Reps. It's a pleasure to be here today. I just arrived from airport, and our brother Obido Obienu picked me up. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Of course.
Directors, thank you so much for honoring this invitation of Ndigbo Week in California, Los Angeles. Today, we're having this broadcast to let our people know that our mourning of our beloved family that a pedophile Buhari killed is still on our heart. And we will respond at appropriate time because we can never sit back and look at all this happening. And again, today we are going to have a serious meeting for everybody. I am asking all the IPOB, all Igbo, Ibanke, whoever you are in USA, please come out and join this noble struggle. Because this is the time. If Director is here doing all these things for you, for your great-grandchildren, for your unborn children, why can't you do the same thing? And we are here with the Director. We are fighting to the finish. But I want to let the whole world know we are peace people. We come to get Biafra by peace, but we brought her with us. We are not going to take it easy until Biafra comes. Either Biafra or death. Simple. Thank you, Director, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. And on that resoundingly reassuring note from our North America representative, which means that we are more or less complete, just waiting for our COC to arrive, and then I will know that the entire top echelon of our movement are here gathered in Los Angeles, California. On that very note, we must come to the end of our program. We have been on air for over two, or should I say approximately 2 hours, and we are signing off at the same time with those of you on shortwave. We shall be back tomorrow. That is on shortwave, but we are back again today. Is it 4 a.m. Biafra time? Yes. Is it 4 a.m. Biafra time? What time will it be? 4 o'clock, Los Angeles is what time in Biafra?
Three a.m.
Biafra land. Is it 12 midnight? Is it 12 midnight?
Yes.
Oh, that is chicken.
Yes,
are you sure?
Yeah.
That is in the next in the next 3 hours. Is that correct?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay then.
Yeah,
oh, which is 4 o'clock. Next 3 hours. Then some of you should remain. All our relay stations should be left open because we have special town hall meeting. Our lines will be dedicated to those of them from the Americas who are calling, and also from those of you at home. 12 midnight tonight in Biafra land and beyond, we are going to be back live. Our town hall meeting will be happening in Los Angeles, and we'll be taking calls. I'm telling you, our people are in America. They are calling. It's unbelievable. They are calling, and they want to come out. And I said to them, any day America comes out, I will give you the day that Biafra will come. They are the ones we are waiting for, but we are here. I'm going to wake them up. This is Radio Biafra. I'll be handing over to my deputy in London, Uchenna Efo, who will take you through for the rest of the evening. Once again from here, in case you never knew before, we have come to Los Angeles to preach to World Igbo Congress to get them to convert them to Biafrans. We are about to bring them into light. We are going to convert them tomorrow. And we can even hold a baptism. We'll baptize them in Biafra by tomorrow. They will see the light, I'm telling you, because this gospel will be preached here. without fear before anybody. We're not afraid of anybody born of a woman. Only that Buhari sneaked to our back and decided to kill us because we were only preaching this very gospel. That is why to us, Biafra is much more than a nation, much more than a country to us. It is a way of life. It is our religion. Here on radio, Biafra is where we worship heaven. And because of that, Biafra will come. This generation will witness the goodness of the Lord. For they shall speak the truth in their time. For they shall testify to their children that the mercy of the Most High were they able to experience, that this very last miracle ever spoken of from old manifest itself in their time. That is why we praise him. That is why this Biafra will come in truth and honesty. That is why all of you, regardless of where you are, must participate in the coming of this very restoration. For in it lies life, redemption, civilization, and dignity. That is why heaven will bless any one of you. Keep the souls of our dear departed. Those killed in our nation will remember you forever and ever. You will never be forgotten. We just don't say it. We will never, not for one single day, are we going to forget you. We will remember you forever and ever. And above all, Chukwukika Abiam will bless Biafra. From me, from here, on behalf of the Executive Assembly, the children of the Most High, Chukwukika Abiam, here with me in my place of abode in Los Angeles, California, I will say good afternoon to you all.